This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, your pop culture home.
Yeah, Frank here has got his own billiard room.
Yes, it's what do you call it, Kramer?
Billiard room.
No, not billiard, not the billiards. It was
billiards room.
Come on already. Come on, we call it
the Place to Be.
The Place to Be, yes, the Place to Be.
Then I shall be there.
Now, it's time. Live and in living color.
The Grandy Man can.
Time to play the game!
Well, you always left me satisfied and smiling, so...
That's what she said!
Why do I want this? I want to make bank, bro. I want to get ass. I want to drive a Range Rover.
Place to Be Nation, Scott Criscola and Justin Rosero. This is the Place to Be Podcast.
Very nice, Mr. Criscola.
Oh, I'm sorry, Dennis.
D'Lo Brown interfered with a frog splash and hit it on Severin, getting some revenge.
I know.
What the hell was it? What was that laugh? It was like an old cartoon fucking Hanna-Barbera dog or something. It was like Snidely? Was that the fucking dog that laughed like that?
JR's got a little more time than I do to sit and actually write a whole show.
This is the third time you said it to me today now. I'm really curious.
Well, I'm not saying that you have nothing to do. I'm just saying that
I'm curious how I have more free time than
no,
you.
No, I'm going to...
What does that mean?
I don't know.
I know it's been a rough, and I know you said this long, grueling podcast schedule.
Oh, so. For fuck's sakes. Are you going to just joke and go on for the next hour?
Fun. Did you say D'Amato, late 20s, 30s?
Just being...
And you included yourself in that as well?
I was being nice to him. I am still technically in my 30s.
I think they might hit a shock wall.
What the fuck is a shock wall?
Is that the Shockmaster's wall?
You go all through the shock wall.
Yeah, I like Big Dick myself. PTB Nation. Let me know what
is our opener.
To do worse than Josh Richards.
Place to Be Nation, welcome back to another great episode of the one and only Place to Be Podcast. I am your co-host, Justin Rosero, coming at you live on this Wednesday evening inside the PTB Man Cave. And we have a little special something-something drilled up for you here tonight. Whenever we get our creative juices flowing, we try and fill these empty slots with something unique and creative. And, well, this idea we have tonight isn't completely unique to the internet. It's unique to the show. It's something we haven't done before, and I think it'll be a lot of fun. So let me first bring in my PIC, Mr. Scott Criscola. Scott, how you doing?
Good evening, JR. Happy Wednesday to you. Happy Wednesday, Place to Be Nation, to episode 274 of the Place to Be podcast. And yeah, you know, we occasionally have a night where we're nothing locked in stone. Let's come up with something kind of different, evolutionary, if you will. And in the end, we end up painting ourselves into a corner and coming up with something much too hard. But I think this is very challenging tonight, what we're going to begin. It is a... episodes long, multi-episodes long project that we'll go on through time. But what we've decided is, and you and I did this, what, 4 or 5 years ago?
It was a while ago.
On the old board, 5 or 6 years ago on the old board. We decided to attempt to do the ultimate monthly pay-per-view. Meaning, not title pay-per-view, monthly.
Right. So we're going to choose from, we're going to do all 12 months, obviously not tonight. Tonight's just January and February. Mm-hmm. So any pay-per-view that occurred in January, starting in 1988 with the first one through 2013, we can choose one match from each year. The key is we cannot repeat a wrestler, and we cannot use a title match or a title more than once. The titles we have to use are the WWE Championship, the World Heavyweight Championship, the Intercontinental title, and the tag team titles.
Doesn't mean we can use others. We can use others.
Right. We can use others, yes. But those four must be on every card that we do. We can use different gimmicks. So, for example, you know, Isaac Yankum and then Kane if we want, like that. So we can use different gimmicks for this. That does not count as the same guy. So it's really just the same. We can't use the same character more than once. Now, there's going to be times where it's a little edgy. Like, we're not going to use Hulk Hogan and the Hollywood Hogan, you know, stuff like that.
Right, exactly.
It's going to be a completely different character. There are some that may bleed the lines a little bit, but, you know, stuff like Crush and then Evil Crush, like, that won't count. But, you know, Smash and Repo Man may, for example. So what we're going to do is tonight, like I said, we're going to do January and February. We're basically going to talk it out on air. We're going to build this card. Then we're going to put a poll up on placetobenation.com with this podcast, and you can vote how you think you would grade this pay-per-view based on the matches we chose. So, yep. Scott, I think this is going to be a bit of a challenge.
It is, particularly this first one.
Yes, with January mainly is, of course, Royal Rumbles, and they have very small undercards. Now, with the Rumble, we have to choose one Rumble match.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously we can use those guys again if they're in the Rumble.
Because in real life, guys double dipped. So it's not like we're making something up. There are plenty of years where guys wrestled more than, you know, the Rumble and a match. So it's not a big deal.
So I think what we'll do is we'll go year by year. But to start, you know, we already kind of batted around our idea for what we wanted to use for the Rumble match. Now, 92 seems like a no-brainer. But the problem there is it uses up our world title match. And that really puts a damper on the proceedings.
Right.
So the next one we came up with is 04. A Rumble we enjoy a lot. Obviously, it has the Chris Benoit story going one to the finish. And finally kind of breaking through and earning that title shot.
Mm-hmm.
To me, there are a few others that could have been in the mix, and maybe we'll end up switching as we move along. I'd like 94 to be in consideration. I think it's a pretty fun Rumble match. 90, I think, is a good Rumble match. You get the Hogan Warrior thing.
Yep. 2002?
Yes, 2002. 05 is another good one. And 01, the one we just talked about a few weeks ago with Aaron George. Yep. So I think there are definitely a few in the mix. I think for right now, we'll pencil in 04.
Okay,
but I do think that we should keep it open to maybe talking a little bit as we move through.
Of course.
All right, so we have all the cards in front of us from all these pay-per-views. So, Scott, let's start with 1988.
Okay.
Obviously, this seems to be an easy one here because it's a match we'll never duplicate. That would be the Bomb Angels and the Golden Girls. That's one we will never do over, obviously, because none of them ever really make it on the show. But what about Steamboat and Rude?
That was one I had thought about originally, and I like that match a lot. And the one good thing about using either of those matches is you don't really use Steamboat or Rude ever again either. So I find a uniqueness with that Jumping Bomb Angels match, though. That makes it kind of strangely competitive in terms of
match grade.
Let me
ask you this, though. Do you feel funny not including Steamboat and Rude on this card? Now, those are two pretty major players.
Yeah, I do, because they really do nothing else in any Rumbles. You know,
I'm kind of leaning towards that for now, but I won't. You know, we can talk it out if you still want to push for the Bomb Angels. Now,
okay,
I should clarify, we do have someone on the line with us, our usual draft tracker, Mr. Chad Campbell. He's tracking our card, so maybe what we'll do, Scott, if we're really at an impasse with some matches, maybe Chad can just pop in and give his vote on the match. So, do you feel strongly enough about the Bomb Angels that you want to bring him in to moderate this one?
Sorry. I wouldn't mind his opinion. What he thinks of those
Chad,
two.
Chad, you there?
I am here.
All right. What's your vote right off the bat for 88? Steamboat Rude or Bomb Angels Golden Girls? Of course, neither of these competitors really pop up, so shouldn't prevent us from picking any other matches.
I think I will lean towards Steamboat and Rude on this one, only for the kind of legacy of what they did throughout their WWF careers elsewhere. But good to have them on an all-time January card.
I agree. Okay.
Okay.
That works.
All right, let's roll with that one then for now.
Yeah, that's fine. I like that.
I like the other one, though, Scott. I feel like we are leaving it in the dust a little bit, but and that match is very good. I think both these matches are probably about even. I just kind of like the cachet of having Rude and Steamboat on there a little bit more.
Yeah, I agree. We're not going to get them anywhere else, so it's the best. Yeah, no, I agree. Losing to Tino and Noriano or whatever is not going to upset anybody, but if we leave two of the greatest of all time off, then that'd probably be tough. So.
All right, we should also qualify that at the end, we're going to pick the arena and the announce team.
Yep.
We can only use and the other caveat is we can only use each arena one time in our calendar year. So we have
throughout the year. Yep.
We have 12 months worth of shows to book. So we can only use we can't just use MSG for everyone. So we got to pick an arena that a Rumble actually occurred in, or New Year's Revolution, And also need to make sure we're not going to want to use it again. So that's key as well. All right, so let's move on to 89. Mm-hmm. We have the Hearts and Duggan versus Bravo and the Rougeaus. To me, that one jumps out as the best match on that card. But we really can't take Bret Hart of the picture just yet.
No, no.
And this is way too early, and that match to me isn't good enough to take him out.
No.
We have Rocky Robin and Judy Martin, which I don't know if that's on the top of anyone's list. We have the Pose Down, but we've already used Rick Rude. And then we have Haku and Harley Race, which...
I like that. I like that one.
I do, too. You got the crown on the line. These are two guys, again, that aren't going to really crop up on another show. I think we stay clean with them. So let's go with Haku and Harley there.
Yeah, I think so, too. It's a good match. It's a hidden gem because, as we've talked about, we talked about way back when we did this vault, the match is not on the Coliseum video airing, release of this pay-per-view.
Right.
If you have the off the TV tape, and I don't know if we remember, I don't know if we talked about it, JR, if there's an actual comp somewhere with it, probably not. But it's I remember it being a pretty good match, so it's a good pick there. And again, an undercard that's a little devoid. So, and obviously the tag match, we can't get rid of Bret yet. So, yeah. So Haku and Harley Race for the crown from 1989 at the Summit in Houston.
All right, let's go forward a year to 1990. Mm-hmm. Another interesting undercard. Now we get the Bushwhackers and the Rougeaus, four guys we haven't used yet. Beefcake and the Genius, pretty heated feud at the time.
Yeah,
Garvin and Valentine in one of our favorite hidden gem matches, the I Quit Battle. Yep. Your first ever 5-star grade.
Yes, back when we didn't know what the hell grades were.
And then your boy Duggan against the Big Boss Man ends in a DQ.
Yeah.
I think we actually have three choices here.
Mm.
We have the Bushwhackers and the Rougeaus, because I'm not sure if we're going to run into a problem with them at this point. Now, Jacques, though, could present an issue when we get to 1994 if we deem to use the Hart match.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see.
True.
Beefcake Poffo, we're definitely not going to have a problem with them.
Nope.
And then Garvin Valentine. I think Garvin Valentine's probably a no-brainer here. That's definitely the best match on that card. And I don't think... I mean, we know Garvin's not going to show up again, and I'm confident we're not going to hit Valentine again.
Right. And it was a really good match and much longer than people thought. I think it was almost like the anchor of the undercard that year.
Like 17 minutes.
Yeah, it was a good match. And I don't think we'll ever see either of these guys again. So, and I'm actually picking a Ronnie Garvin match, which is not often. So,
Five stars, baby.
Woohoo! Yeah, 5-star. Back when 5 stars. Well, it was a 5-star match. This was when I was first writing. Remember, JR, I started after WrestleMania 3, so this is before I even graded Savage Steamboat.
That's right. Legitimately your first ever 5-star match.
It was our 5-star match.
So let's eliminate the Rumble matches as we move along, too. So 88 and 89, the Rumble matches are, so I don't think we'd want to use those. 90, to me, is the first one I'd really consider using. Do you think it's better than, would you be upset to lose Garvin Valentine to use this Rumble?
No. It's a good Rumble.
So you'd rather have Garvin Valentine than the Rumble? That's my question.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. I'm fine with that.
Because other than the cool set, the cool Warrior Hogan thing,
that's fun though. You got all the stuff with Andre and Demolition, the Colossal Connection. That's a pretty hot segment. Piper and Bad News, Savage and Rhodes. There's a lot of cool stuff mixed in that one. Jake with the snake and everything. So anyway, all right, let's move ahead to 1991 in Miami. On the surface, there's an easy choice here, but do we want to get rid of Shawn Michaels in 1991? Is the Rockers battle the Orient Express? We also have the Big Boss Man and the Barbarian,
which is
a pretty good match in its own right, and two guys would probably not gonna be too concerned with the Mountie and Coco, and then the Rhodes Boys against DiBiase and Virgil, and Sergeant Slaughter and the Ultimate Warrior. Now, I don't think we're prepared to use our world title match on that.
No.
So let me ask you this: can you think off the top of your head, is there anything Shawn related you think will prevent us from using this match here?
It's funny, when I was doing a kind of a preliminary, my preliminary draft board earlier, the thing that held me back was because I had, believe it or not, it wasn't Shawn that held me back. It was the Orient Express that made me not use that match. If you think back, there's only maybe two other instances, actually only one other instance where we could use Shawn, and that would be 2 years later. Because that would use up him and a title in 1993.
Right.
Other than that, I don't really think of any... Well, 98, maybe.
Well, let me ask you this, because if we're worried about you know, I think there's one world title match on our list here that we want to use, right? It's Triple H Cactus Jack.
Yes.
But what about the trade-off of... I mean, there's other matches on that undercard we could use in 2000 if we would rather have the 92 Rumble. So I guess the question is, are we a better card of having the 92 Rumble in an undercard match from 2000 or a different Rumble with Triple H Cactus Jack? What's the better situation to be in?
Well, if you take that match off, if you take the 2000 title match off, obviously there's a boatload of other Triple H matches we could use.
Well, you don't need to use Triple H.
Well, no, you don't need to use anybody, really. You don't need to use. I mean, you have to put Sean in there. I don't even think I have. Am I early preliminaries? There were a lot of guys I left off.
Right. And don't forget, we pick up the Rockers Orient Express if we do this now. So we could go Rockers Orient Express, 92 Rumble, and then a different match from the 2000 undercard. Say, we could use Dudley's Hardys.
Could use Dudley's Hardys. I don't have either of them.
You have Hardys in your preliminary board.
Yeah, I do.
07, but that I think we can finagle that.
Yeah.
We could also use Taz.
Use Kurt Taz. Yeah.
Let's get Chad's take on this. Chad, are you there?
I am there. And here's a thought too, because you do on the preliminary, you do have the Hardys for 2007. But if you don't use the Cactus Triple H match, then 2007 also has a potential championship contender with John Cena versus Umaga.
Well, the reason we wouldn't use the match was to use the 92 Rumble so we could open up the Orient Express.
Yeah, but I'm saying then if you hypothetically, then if you do that, you could do 91 Orient Express Rockers, 92 Rumble, 2000 Hardys, Dudleys, and then in 2007 you could even do John Cena and Umaga, so that could be like your replacement.
Yeah, but that's the WWE title, right?
Yeah, we'd be using the WWE title would be used twice then.
Because the 92 Rumble has that on the line.
Oh, crap, yeah, I forgot about that.
The 92 Rumble is a title.
So that wipes out your title match right there.
Yeah, that does wipe out your title match, and that's tough. I mean, I will say, like, I think the WWE title is tough with the Rumbles because you do have some great one-on-one matchups for the title. Mm. But I do think gaining Rockers versus Orient Express is definitely an upgrade from what, you know, our preliminary match for
yes,
the
I know,
one Rumble.
Yes, I know.
So. And it's not. And I'm surprised you didn't pick Barbarian Boss Man there, Scott, because they don't pop up anywhere
else. I had to use Boss Man 2 years later.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
This is going to be tough. I like picking up the Orient Express match, and it's not like the 92 Rumble sucks. I mean, it's a great Rumble.
Oh, it's a fantastic Rumble.
But
we're killing two things. But you know what? It opens up 04. Let's forget that. We use the 92 Rumble. We could use Triple H and Shawn in 04 for the world title.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, we're using Shawn with the Rockers.
Oh, well, then 04 we could... Ooh.
Does 04 get too thin?
Ooh.
Well, we got Eddie Chavo.
Sketchy. Yeah.
Are you using Eddie anywhere? Do we have Eddie anywhere?
I don't have...
you could even burn Ray and Noble, I mean, if you had to.
Yeah.
I think Eddie's anywhere, right?
Yeah.
No, yeah, we could do it. Eddie Chavo's not bad. They get the big post-match brawl and everything. It just depends. I mean, it depends the you know, when you line them up, which gives you the highest quality? Is it 92 Rumble plus Rockers Orient Express plus a couple fluffs? Or, say, use... You know, what you have here plus Triple H Cactus.
I feel like we need to have that match there, though.
Yeah, I feel like the 92 Rumble is better than 04.
Yes, but...
You agree, Chad?
I think 92 Rumble is the best Royal Rumble, yeah.
It is. There's no doubt about it, but...
Triple H Cactus is the best Rumble single
match. The best Rumble single
match. So yes. We can't use both.
Yes.
I know.
All right, let's end this show.
Yeah. If I had to pick one or the other...
Well, see, you know what else we could use?
I feel we're more flexible, personally, if we keep Cactus and Triple H.
Well, not necessarily, because what we could do is I want to move maybe that... Because you don't have Brett on this preliminary list, right?
No. There's a lot of guys I don't have on this list.
Well,
I don't...
we could move the tag title match to 94. and use the Quebecers and Bretton Owen.
Mm-hmm.
And then move.
You know, we could use a 92 then.
Then we could use the IC in 2000.
Was the IC in 2000?
Yeah.
Jericho. Oh, right. Jericho, China, and Hardcore. That's right.
Unless you're using China, you have China here in 01, so we may have to.
I have China in 01. Yeah.
This is one giant puzzle.
Telling you, man, this was when I was doing.
Let's run it through with Rockers, Orients, and the 92 Rumble, because we kind of know it could work the other way. Let's see if we can do it this way.
Okay.
Right, because we kind of know with the preliminary list you put together and everything else with Triple H Cactus. You know, maybe we put these both up on a poll. You know, we kind of know we can work it this way. Maybe we try and for fun do it the other way. What do you think, Chad?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm good with that. All right. Be fun.
You sure, Scott?
Yeah, let's try this because it might be an alternative. It may open up some. And you know what? If it turns out that we run into a roadblock, we can always go back and fix.
Exactly. So. Yeah. Okay, yeah. So we'll go Rockers, Orient Express from 91. That's such a good match. I feel like that's got to be on there. I mean, that's Sean's best Rumble match, I think, hands down. So
yeah.
I think it's going to be on there. And 92 Rumble. I mean, you get the Bobby and Gorilla for the hour and everything else. So that's a great way to cap the show with a Rumble match for the world title. All right, so now we jump to 93. So we still have the Boss Man available and Bigelow. If we look at the rest of that card, we have the Steiners and the Beverly Brothers, which is also an option. And that's about it, because we use Sean, and we don't want to say it. We already use the world title.
Right.
I think I like the opener better. I think I like Steiner's Beverly's better than Bigelow Bossman. What do you think?
I find both matches fairly even, but of the pay-per-view matches the Steiners had in 93, that one's the least offensive because that was the last one before Scott really got sloppy and almost killed people.
Well, he does kind of kill Blake.
He does kind of kill Blake a little bit here, but...
I just find that to be a hotter match. I feel Bigelow Bossman is kind of bland.
Well, it's Bossman's outmatch, so it's not like... Yeah. No, it's a good... I like that. I like that. It's not for the title, so we don't lose any belt there.
Right.
We're not going to use Scott. Trust me, we're not going to use Scott Steiner's other freaking Rumble match again. Right. So, yeah. Oh, no, let's do that. I like that. Steiner's and Beverly's.
Okay. Good little hot tag action. All right. 94. I think we already made our decision there, right? Quebecers versus Brett and Owen. That'll be our WWF tag team title match.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep. And I don't think that's a bad. I mean, a lot of people think.
Oh, it's a great match.
And honestly, is there a better. Is there really a better Brett Rumble match?
No way.
No, not really.
Maybe Brett Diesel from 95, but we're not going to use the world title.
We're not going to use the world title, yeah. Interesting.
No, I think it's Brett's best Rumble match. And now we end up using Jacques there. We get Owen on the card, which maybe not would not have happened otherwise.
Yeah.
As well.
Yep. Oh, good call there. I like that.
All right, now this one may get tricky, though. 95. We can use our IC title match here if we want. And that's Jarrett Razor. Right, we haven't used the IC.
That was the first match I picked when I was doing my preliminaries. That was the first match I picked off that show. But then I got painted into a corner the following year.
Well, I think it has to be that. Or Taker IRS. Do we have Taker anywhere else?
No.
Yeah, well, you have a 97 on your original card.
Yeah, that's right. My original one, I had him against Vader. And that's a tough undercard. 97 is going to be tough. Keep that in mind.
Well, 96 is tough, too.
Yeah. These two pay-per-views, when I was first making this list, these three pay-per-views, 95, 96, 97, were killing
actually,
me.
Actually, we're screwed here because
I know
we can't even use Ahmed Jarrett in 96.
No, because we're going to use Razor Jarrett. Razor. Yeah.
So if we use Taker IRS.
And I realized.
Oh, we could do Ahmed Farouk in 97.
Yeah.
Or we can use the six-man of fun there.
Oh, God. I realized I screwed up when I did my preliminary. I had Bigelow twice, but that doesn't matter anyway. We didn't use Bigelow for 93 anyway. So, what about the tag title match in 95?
Well, we're using the one from 94, which I think is a better match.
I forgot. You know, I always forget that. I'm sorry. I forgot that Brett Owen match was for the title.
I say we use Razor Jarrett from 95. I'm sorry. Taker IRS from 95.
Okay.
Razor Goldust for the IC title in 96. And then either Ahmed Farouk in 97 or... I mean, the six-man's an easy way out, because we're never going to see those guys again.
Yeah, well, oh, the Japanese, oh, the Mexican dudes? Yeah.
We may have to use Farouk again.
Yeah.
Probably not.
No, probably not. No, at that point, because he's only
right
around.
He's only a tag title match.
Yeah. 98's going to be a problem, too.
Yeah. All right, well, let's do this for now. We can go back and analyze. So let's go with, do you agree with Jarrett, I mean, Taker IRS, Jarrett Goldust, I mean, Goldust Razor in 96.
In 96.
And then, Chad, which one did you pick from 97? Six-man or Ahmed Farouk?
I may actually just do the six-man just to kind of get it out of the way. I don't know. I mean, I don't think Ahmed and Farouk's any great shakes where you feel like you're really losing, right. You know, a classic. So
okay, I'm down with that.
Okay, me too.
Add a little diversity.
Yeah, and you know, some people do have to go to the bathroom. So
imagine that bad. All right, 98. Now another tricky one, like you said. I mean, we have the easy out, which I think we're going to have to take, and that's the minis match.
That's one I originally had on my preliminary. We can't do anything else. We can't use.
Yeah, they're all title matches.
We can't use Vader. Well, what about Vader Goldust?
We just used Goldust in 96.
Oh, we used Goldust. That's right. We can't. We got the minis. We can't use Rock Shamrock because we're going to use the IC title somewhere else. We can't do Legion of Doom Outlaws. We can't use a Rumble, and we can't use the casket match. So we kind of have to use that bad set, six-man midgets. I can't believe I actually had to pick midgets, but we're stuck. Yeah.
All right, let's use that for
now. You have Sonny as the ref, though. At least you have a little Sonny.
That's right. It's not the. It's honestly, again, it's not that bad.
It's nothing offensive. It's just midgets.
And it all comes down to, can you balance the card out well with the bigger matches? You know.
Yeah,
you,
it's only 8 minutes long, so it's not too bad.
All right, 99. We have probably the easiest choice is going to be Big Boss Man and the Road Dog. We have Shamrock Billy Gunn. We cannot use.
Nope.
We have Sable Luna if we want to use the women's title.
We could use X-Pac Gangrel.
Yes, we could.
Because that's a fifth belt. We can use a European title.
That's probably a better match than Bossman Road Dog, I would think.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm fine with X-Pac Gangrel.
Okay. I like that, too. The women's match we're going to need later on down the line, and obviously we're not going to use the I Quit. And obviously not that. The Rumble's terrible. So.
All right. So 2000, right. We get two choices. Taz, Kurt, Hardy's Dudleys. I think it's a no-brainer, Hardy's Dudleys.
Hardy's Dudleys. Yeah, exactly. Okay. I think
now,
so.
The only thing that eliminates is 07, but is that a title match, Hardy's and Eminem?
No.
Okay. So nope. Which would you rather have? You know what? We may... Well, all right, so let's look at 07. So our other option is probably going to be Lashley Test.
Oh, I hate that match.
Right, so...
It lowers the quality of our show.
It does.
I honestly, I think Taz Kurt is a cool moment with the choke out.
Yeah, but would you rather have Hardy's Dudleys and Lashley Test or Hardy's Eminem and Taz Kurt?
Chad, what do you think is a better match? Dudley's Hardy's or Hardy's Eminem?
I like Hardy's Eminem better than use Taz Kurt in 2000.
Wow. Okay. I kind of go to a chat on that one. I know, JR, that's an awesome match at the Garden, but I think this gives us a little more flexibility.
I agree. I mean, if we can keep Lashley Test off of there, I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
All right, so let's stay with 2000 for now, Chad, on the list. So we'll just plug in Taz Kurt. And this one, we get Kurt on the card.
Get Kurt on the card. It's a cool moment, you know. And we get that Eminem Hardy's match from 07 is really good.
Right.
All right.
Now 01, we look, and now we're kind of screwed because it would have been great here because we could have probably used the ladder match because we're not really going to end up using Benoit Jericho again probably.
Right. Or to use the IC title.
I know.
That's why I said we're kind of stuck using Ivory and China. That's why I put them there.
Right. Because the other option is again to go back and use Ahmed Jarrett from 96.
Then change 95 to something else.
Taker IRS.
And we can use Jericho Benoit here.
I think that's a better way to go.
I think it's a better way to go, too.
What do you think, Chad?
Say that one more time.
So use... 95 changes to Taker IRS. 96 goes to Ahmed Jarrett.
Okay.
And 2001 is Jericho Benoit.
Yeah, I think that's better overall.
Right.
Yeah.
Than the China disaster.
Yeah, that match sucks.
I mean, Razor Jarrett's okay. I don't think you have to have it. Well, actually, we didn't even have that. We had Razor Goldust, right? So we don't even really need that either.
Well, now we've killed two birds. We're fine now because we have covered the IC title.
Right.
So.
We lose Taker in a shit match, but that's fine. We pick up a great IC title match.
Yeah, exactly. All right.
02.
Flair Vince.
Yes, that's a no-brainer there.
Yeah. We say that's an awesome. What an out we have there.
Yeah,
that's huge. That match is on there. Otherwise, we were screwed.
Yep. No, that's a good one to use because neither of those guys are going to come up again, obviously.
And no, Flair winning a 92 doesn't count before everybody gets all... That doesn't count. We would have been screwed either way. Thank God for Vince and Flair.
Well, we could have used Trish and Jazz, I mean, if we had to. But.
Yeah, we could have. Yeah, that's true. So
right. Flair-Vince is good. Okay, 02 is done. Right. 03.
My original thought, because really we can't use... I mean, yes, we'd love to use Kurt Benoit. We obviously can't. I'm not touching the match with a 10-foot pole.
Brock Big Show.
I have the Brock Big Show.
Well, let me ask you this, though. We haven't used Triple H or the world title yet. And we can't use it at 04 now because we're using Shawn already.
Really?
Well, we also have Triple H Orton in 05 we could use.
Which is not a very good match either, to be honest with you. Look,
I mean, do we go with the novelty of Steiner? Because we can switch 93 to Bigelow Bossman.
I think people wouldn't. I'm trying to think. The other thing I'm trying to do here, JR, is of course thinking what Place to Be Nation would think. And I think a lot of our Nation members are open minded that they wouldn't get mad at us putting Steiner Triple H there because they'd be like, all right, it's 18 minutes of us laughing our asses off.
Right.
And not offend anybody.
Well, I mean, some other options are Edge and Ray in 08, Batista Kennedy in 07.
Seven, which I don't remember liking that much.
It's okay. Edge and Dolph in 11, which is pretty good.
Which is pretty good.
12, Daniel Bryan, Big Show, and Henry in the Cage.
Right. And then this past year was...
The Real Big Show.
Which, you know, I don't like that either. I can't believe we actually were going to find... we got stuck finding a way to put Steiner and Triple H on this show. Oh, God.
I'll tell you that or Show Lesnar.
Chad, if you put, we put Triple H and Steiner in here. What are your thoughts on the value of the card? What do you think of my philosophy of people voting and going, "Eh, I could laugh for 18 minutes," or "Oh my God, you guys really"? What do you think?
Yeah, I think with a card this wide, I mean, this is going to be what, a 22 match card or something like that.
Right.
To have a truly wretched match wouldn't be the worst thing in the world. It's like your gimmick battle royal, this card.
That's a good way to put it.
Well, I guess the question is, are we okay burning Triple H and the world title here?
We're not going to have, well, Triple H, there's no other spot for Triple H to be in.
Well, Triple H Orton's the other one.
Yeah, it's the other one. I don't like that match. If I actually, believe it or not, if I had to pick between which these two matches, I'd actually pick this one.
Well, this one's at least entertaining.
Yeah. Why don't we do that? Okay. And then we get the world title out of the way, too. All right, I can't believe we did that, but all right, PTB Nation.
Well, so now we got to go back, Chad, and change 93 to Bigelow Boss Man.
That's right, yeah. Although, is it the same Scott Steiner?
Yes, that's the same.
Okay.
I don't think that's...
One with sloppy steroids, dark hair, sloppy steroids, blonde hair.
Yeah, I mean, they never lied and said that wasn't him from there.
Yeah, well, that's true, too. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. 2004.
We got to use Eddie Chavo, I believe.
Yeah, we got to use Eddie Chavo.
Or Ray Noble, if we want a cruiserweight title on there.
I think Eddie Chavo was better.
Yeah, okay. I'm fine with that.
I thought Eddie Chavo was better. All right. 05.
And now we're stuck. I think we're going to have to switch.
No! Don't forget. We have another pay-per-view starting in 05.
That's right.
How about that?
Let's pull that up here.
Let's go to New Year's Revolution.
Good call.
I like...
Don't even say Maven. Oh, that was IC anyway.
No, that was the... Hassan and Lawler.
No, really?
Well, the only other match we can use is Kane and Snitsky.
I think it's better than Hassan Lawler. Hassan Lawler is boring as hell.
Well, then we're going to have to change the match. Well, yeah, that's true. All right, well, let's put Kane Snitsky. We may have to do something with that, though. That may not be able to stay, but we'll see.
Well, do we feel more comfortable with Kane Snitsky and Triple H Steiner or Triple H Orton and Big Show Lesnar?
Hmm.
Or also Taker Heiderich in the casket match.
I just saw that.
We use Taker with IRS.
We use Taker. Can't use Taker.
All right, Chad, which pair do you like better here?
Oh, God. This is bad. The Big Show Lesnar with Orton Triple H may actually be a better pairing overall, I think. I don't know. It's tough because, I mean, I do think the Steiner Triple H for a comedic aspect, though, trumps every show are all the matches in contention. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. It's kind of a tough one.
I don't really remember much about Kane Snitsky.
Me either, but I can't imagine it being good.
I remember the chamber. That's about it.
And then the only other thing is, I know in our preliminary we had Kane later on as their outs once we get down there. I think it's like 2012. So we got to think about that too.
You know, it's too bad we wanted to use Benoit Jericho for that ladder match, because we could have maybe used the chamber for our world title match.
Well, how we had done? Oh, because we got, well, both are in there too.
Yeah. But we're not using Triple H otherwise. Edge, Batista, Orton. Yeah, anyway.
Mm.
So the question is, are we better with the chamber in China Ivory or Benoit Jericho in the other matches? I think Benoit Jericho is probably better than the chamber, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, let's go then. Let's change 03 to Brock Big Show.
Okay.
05 to Triple H Orton.
Okay.
No. Yes, 05 to Triple H.
Yeah, 05 Triple H Orton. Ugh. All right. Oh, and it's longer, too. I can't believe that. It's actually 3 minutes longer. I wish we could use that rumble, because I actually like that rumble, Batista.
Okay.
All right, 06. Well, we got a couple options here.
Yeah.
There's the cruiserweight six-way, which I remember not being too bad.
Yeah, let's use that. We're not going to use any of those guys again. Yeah. I mean, it's been Helms, a boogeyman JBL.
Yeah, so just to help you, Chad, it's Gregory Helms, unless you're looking at it, Kid Cash, Funaki, Nunzio, Jamie Noble, and Paul London. I remember that not being too bad.
Yeah. It's bigger than boogeyman JBL, and it's bigger than Mickey James and Ashley. So.
Yeah, and the other, obviously the rest we can't use. Wow, is that the only time? On a side note, JR, but isn't the side note, is that the only time in Royal Rumble history that the Rumble wasn't even either of the last two matches? Forget the last match.
Yes, this is the only time. There was two matches after.
Crazy.
I remember being really pissed, actually, watching it. I was really annoyed.
Yeah.
Especially, well, they only did it, so Taker come out at the end.
Right. Yep.
All right. Oh, 07.
Seven.
Didn't we have one for the Hardys? Hardys and Eminem.
Hardys and Eminem. Yep. All right. Oh, 08. I think we hosed ourselves here.
I think we're stuck.
We're stuck again.
Shit.
Fucking Flair. I love you, buddy, but why'd you have to be on this show? Shit.
Well, I'd rather lose Flair Vince than JBL Jericho. Now, other option is we could use Edge Mysterio and Kane Snitsky from 05. I think anything we can do to save Benoit Jericho, we have to do.
Yeah, I think so, too. Because our title matches are, well, the world title match is going to be shit regardless.
I'd rather have Benoit Jericho, Edge Ray, Kane Snitsky than Triple H Orton and lose Flair Vince and have Flair MVP instead.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I agree.
Okay, so 05 we're switching to Kane Snitsky.
05 we're switching to Kane Snitsky. And
this becomes Edge Mysterio.
Yep. Which isn't terrible. It's not a bad match.
No, it's that's fine.
It's good. It's a decent match. Which means we lose nothing. We keep Flair Vince. We got to keep Flair Vince. That's a good match. That's a fun match.
I agree. I think we're better off with those than just eating Kane and Snitsky.
Which could
well,
be
actually,
that.
Hang on. What year are we looking at? 08? There was no more New Year's Revolution, right?
Nope. New Year's Revolution stopped in 07. Yeah.
In 07, we're not changing. How about 06, though? We felt stuck with...
Oh, well, let's see. New Year's Revolution 06. Give me a minute. Let me get to it.
We felt stuck with that...
New Year's Revolution 06. Well, we could use Triple H there. He's in a non-title match against Big Show.
We already used Big Show.
We already used Big Show. That's right. Lawler Helms.
We could do Trish Mickey for the women's title.
Yeah, we could use Trish Mickey, which isn't bad.
Those are only two choices.
Unless you want to use the bra and panties.
So what would you rather have? Trish Mickey for the women's title or that Cruiserweight Open?
Oh, I guess the Cruiserweight Open.
Yeah, I don't think this was one of the better Trish Mickey matches.
No.
Do you recall it at all, Chad?
The match at 22 was better, right?
Yeah, this is right from my dark period, so I have no idea about either one.
I mean, it's not. It's as good as it's going to be. I mean, it's not like half star shit, but it's not like, wow, I can't wait to see this match kind of thing, you know? Their match at 22 was better. Yeah. I think we should keep it the way it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have all that, Chad?
Yep, I got it. We're up to date.
Okay. All right. 09. Let's see. 2009. 2009 opens things up now because we have the ECW title.
Mm-hmm.
We already have the women's. Matt Hardy. Can't use Matt Hardy.
Oh, that's right. That was a pretty good
match. Oh, shit.
Have we used the women's title?
No, we have not.
Okay. We got to use Melina.
Melina Beth Phoenix, then. We have no choice. Melina Beth Phoenix. Fuck, I forgot about that one. We still have the ECW title, though.
So we got a couple of matches we can use in 10 once we get there in a minute.
Okay.
So let's go there now. We have Christian and Zeke for the ECW title.
We
or
actually have
Miz
the
MVP.
Miz MVP for the U.S. title. I take Miz MVP if we can.
Yeah, I thought Christian Zeke wasn't that bad.
Was it that one? I thought there was another one they had that was better.
Well, they had no. Christian had a great match at Backlash 09 with Swagger, I think. You remember either of these, Chad?
I actually was at this show live at Phillips Arena, I like Christian versus Zeke better.
Yeah, I agree. I remember that being better. I think Miz MVP was okay, but kind of flat.
Hmm.
Plus,
that Take a Ray match is only 11 minutes.
Yeah.
Weird.
Plus, it's good to get Christian on the show.
Oh, that Sheamus Orton match was terrible. What did you think of that match, Chad? That match sucked.
This whole pay-per-view overall was disappointing because the previous Rumble was 2002 in Atlanta. And I thought like a great show. And then to follow up, everything here was sort of flat. Especially that Rumble, because that was the one where once Shawn Michaels got eliminated, until Edge came back at the very end, a lot of the drama just left the building.
All right, Scott, so you're right with Christian Zeke?
Yeah, Christian Zeke's fine.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, 2011, we hardly have anything. Well, the Divas title's different than the women's title.
Yep, it is.
So we can use Eve against Natalya, Michelle McCool, and Layla, which we really have no choice. We have to. Unless we use the R-Truth Kurt Hawkins heat match or whatever the hell it was. Dark match. No, we have no choice. We have to use the Divas match. There's nothing else we could do. Were there only 5 matches on that card?
Well, that's the 40-man Rumble.
Sweet Jesus. Yes, it was a 40-man Rumble.
Yeah, we're stuck there. We're going to use... it's actually Eve, Natalya, Michelle, and Layla. Fatal 4-Way.
Yeah, Fatal 4-Way. Yep.
All right, 2012.
We do we can't use Kane now.
Well, we can use Brodus and Drew McIntyre. I think it's our only option.
Yeah. Do we have Cena in anything?
No.
Wow.
Well, he's been in a lot of Rumbles. I mean, that's it.
Yeah.
I mean, he's never really in the undercard. Yeah. I mean, only a couple times, him and Edge.
Or title matches. He's either
or Rumbles. Yeah, and both are burnt. I mean, this is his one chance, but we need Kane Siske, unless we use Hassan Lawler. I mean, I don't think Kane Cena is even that good. I think I'd rather have, it doesn't matter. All 4 kind of suck, so it doesn't matter. If we want Cena on the card, if we feel we need to have him, maybe him, Kane, Hassan Lawler is better than Kane, Siski, Brodus, and McIntyre. What do you think, Chad?
And that might be bad just to get Cena on the card. I don't think you're losing anything else doing that.
Okay, let's switch it then. We'll use Cena, Kane here, and Hassan Lawler from 05.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, because I mean, you're right. The only thing, what are we really losing? I mean, nothing.
Yeah, really.
Snitsky, that's about it, honestly. Yeah. And then, we don't really. Brodus McIntyre is basically just a squad. Was that his debut? Was that his first one?
Yeah. I think that was his first.
Well, he had.
Is that when he was a heel? No, because Drew McIntyre wasn't a heel.
No, that was his debut in the funk costume.
The funk thing. Yeah, that was definitely it. Yeah.
But was it was he on Raw before that? I forget. He was, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He definitely was. Yeah. All right, and then last year's Rumble, We could do. Have we used the? You're waiting for a moment sometime in the history of this show to play that, haven't you? this past year's Rumble, we technically, even though it aired online, we could use Cesaro and Miz.
I don't think we have a choice.
Yeah, we have no choice. We can't. We can't use anything else. We can't use the world title. We can't use the tag. We could have used the tag title because, in my opinion, it's a different generation of straps, but we've already used Kane. We can't use Cena. We can't use the Rumble. And we can't use – well, no, we can't use Rock Punk. So
I think that's fine. I think that when we get to this point, you know, he can argue a little bit, but to me, these are basically part of the shows now with the pre-show
yeah.
matches. They count pretty much as a show. I mean, they're advertised ahead. Yeah. It's not like Heat 98 where they would just throw fucking matches out there the night, you know, that night. These are pimped and set up and part of the plan for part of the show. And it's our card. We can do whatever the fuck we want.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so I'm gonna go through and read the card off.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll do card, Scott. We'll read your card down that you did earlier.
Okay.
And we'll compare. All right. So here's the one we disassembled right now. The 1992 Royal Rumble match is our world title match. Ricky Steamboat versus Rick Rude. Haku versus Harley Race. Ron Garvin versus Greg Valentine in an I Quit match. The Orient Express versus the Rockers. Bam Bam Bigelow versus the Big Boss Man. The Quebecers versus Bret and Owen Hart. Undertaker versus IRS, Ahmed Johnson versus Jeff Jarrett, Hector Garza, Perro Aguayo, and El Canek beat Jerry Estrada, Heavy Metal, and Fuerza Guerrera, Max Mini, Mosaic, and Nova versus Batallon, Torito, and Tarantula, X-Pac versus Gangrel for the European Championship, Taz versus Kurt Angle, Chris Benoit versus Chris Jericho in a ladder match for the Intercontinental title, Ric Flair versus Vince McMahon in a street fight, Brock Lesnar versus The Big Show, Eddie Guerrero versus Chavo Guerrero, Muhammad Hassan versus Jerry Lawler. For the Cruiserweight title, Gregory Helms, Kid Cash, Funaki, Nunzio, Paul London, and Jamie Noble. The Hardys versus Eminem. Edge versus Rey Mysterio for the World Heavyweight title. Melina versus Beth Phoenix for the Women's title. Christian versus Ezekiel Jackson for the ECW Championship. Eve, Natalia, Michelle McCool, and Layla for the Divas title. Kane versus John Cena in an ambulance match. And Antonio Cesaro versus The Miz for the United States title. All right, Scott, why don't you read the card off you put together today?
Okay.
And actually, you're going to make the change, right?
Yeah, there's two changes I have to make.
Okay.
There's one at the bottom, too. Yes. I made them in my mind. I didn't write them down. But all right. 1988, I had the Jumping Bomb Angels versus the Glamour Girls. 1989, Haku versus Harley Race. 1990, Ronnie Garvin versus Greg Valentine. 91, The Mountie versus Coco Beware. 92, the New Foundation versus the Orient Express. 93, Steiner Brothers versus Beverly Brothers. 94, Razor Ramon versus IRS for the IC title. 95, Holly and the Kid versus Bigelow and Tatanka for the tag team titles. The original WWE generation tag team titles. 96, Ahmed Johnson versus Jeff Jarrett. 97, The Undertaker versus Vader. 98, Max Mini, Mosaic, and Nova versus Battalion El Torito and Tarantula. 99, X-Pac versus Gangrel for the European title. 2000, Triple H versus Cactus Jack for the WWF Championship. 2001, Ivory versus China for the women's title. 2002, Ric Flair versus Vince McMahon in the street fight. 2003, Brock Lesnar versus The Big Show. 2004, the Rumble match itself, the Chris Benoit won. 2005, Muhammad Hassan versus Jerry Lawler from New Year's Revolution. 2006, Gregory Helms, Kid Cash, Funaki, Noble, Mundial, the Cruiserweight title match we used. 2007, the Hardys versus Eminem. 2008, JBL versus Chris Jericho. 2009, Edge versus Rey Mysterio for the World Heavyweight title. 2010, Miz versus MVP for the U.S. title. 2011, Eve versus Natalya versus Lay Cool for the Divas Championship. Now, 2012, I had John Cena and Kane, but I believe I changed that. And I would use Beth Phoenix. Oh, I can't use Beth Phoenix. Oh, I found myself in Yoshitatsu pinned Heath Slater in 2012. Sadly, it's one I have to use.
Well, and 13, though, you have the world. Are you sticking with that world tag? Because you're going to count that as a new, different title?
I feel it's a different generation because it split and then came back. Okay. See, the tag titles I feel we can be flexible on.
Okay.
Because they split and came back. And then 2013, Team Hell No versus Team Road Scholars for the world tag titles. Unless I keep John Cena Kane, and then 2013, I use I can't use anything. That's the only thing I can do. So there you go. There is your chance. January was a tough month. I don't think, honestly, the months will be I don't think it'll be as hard as this. WrestleMania might.
Yeah.
But those cards are so big that I think we'll be able to – I think that'll be a little easier. But we should obviously take a break, JR, and give Chad a chance to relax.
Yeah, what we're going to do on the website is it will have – you grade the one we built on air, and then the second poll will be Scott's pre-made card versus the one we just built on air as well.
Yeah.
Which one you would choose. Yes, let's take a break. We come back, we're going to tackle February, and then we'll wrap things up. And we're going to do two of these – six times for you. So that will be over the next handful of months or so. We'll pop these in and out as we go through the whole year. And then maybe we can even do it for WCW if we get Chad and Parv on. All right.
Exactly.
Let's take a break. We'll come back and we will do February.
Because.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
What I'd like to have right now.
Chad, do you ever feel that the world revolves around WWF?
I think you mean WWE there, Barf.
Yeah, whatever, but what about David Crockett?
She likes it!
Well, what about Jimmy Valiant?
I'm gonna get you all until I get you, Paul Jones. Ooh.
The Four Horsemen.
We are a family, and we are the best!
The Omni, the Dangerous Alliance.
Please welcome the newest members of the Dangerous Alliance, Arn Anderson and Larry Zbysko!
Jim Cornette and the Midnight Express.
The Fantastics are putting the U.S. Tag Team title on the line against the Midnight Express.
Main events with actual work rate in them.
Woo! 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 All right!
It's just not fair to Flair.
It's not fair for Flair.
If this is what you're looking for, please check out Where the Big Boys Play podcast, the only pure NWA and WCW supercard podcast out there.
While you were in Hollywood making movies, Thunder Lips, I was winning world titles.
Well, there they are, our good friends Chad and Parr, Where the Big Boys Play. If you want nonstop old school NWA discussion, getting back to that very first Starrcade, these guys have it covered. Even the PICs have made an appearance once. We are very particular what podcasts we visit. So check out our friends Chad and Parr, Where the Big Boys Play. Their link is right on our site, placetobenation.com. Just go into the podcast menu. And there they are, with the other great shows we partner with. Chad and Parr, working Where the Big Boys Play. Speaking of Place to Be Nation, that's your everyday home for your pop culture needs. At placetobenation.com, we have everything. Wrestling, sports, comics, even polls. We want your opinions as well. Every day there's something different with our top staff of writers who are experts in all fields of pop culture. From the weekly Raw review to the return of the hack, you've got everything you need. We're also working with a myriad of great podcasts, of course, besides Chad and Parr. We have Grapple Talk, the fans podcast, Off the Top Rope, Answering the 10 Count, We Found New Music, and the Kings of Sport with Nate Milton. We've got everything for your listening pleasure. So check us out every day of the week at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world. Now, don't forget about our good friend Graham Cawthon and the history of WWE.com. He's still the top source for all argument solvers, from match results to house show cards to pay-per-view histories. Any questions you need answered, any debates among wrestling fans that need ending, head over to Graham's treasure trove of information. You will certainly find it. Need to know what the opener of Starrcade 1995 was? What was the main event of that 1988 Boston Garden house show you went to when you were 11 years old? Graham can tell you. He has WWE, WCW, ECW results, and the growing results in TNA and Ring of Honor. So for all your wrestling research needs, check out Graham Cawthon at thehistoryofwwe.com. Now finally, if you want a place to just hang out, discuss all things wrestling with fellow diehard fans, check out the news and the great forums at twfnews.com. They have all the up-to-the-minute stories in WWE, TNA, and pretty much everywhere in between. They talk old school, Attitude Era, and even those hard-to-remember guys and shows like Waylon Mercy or In Your House Number 3. So check out all there is to see right on twfnews.com.
Hello, everybody. This is Bruno Lauer. I'm on The Place to Be. You're listening to The Place to Be podcast. You know why? Because it's like Mama says, it be that way sometimes.
All right, Nation, we are back here in the middle of rebooking the all-time pay-per-view cards for the January and February months.
Mm-hmm.
in World Wrestling Federation Entertainment history. Now, Scott, we did not pick an arena. We forgot to do that. So we are going to go with?
The world's most famous arena, Madison Square Garden. And because I think we're going to come up, and people are probably, and I'm sure some of you are thinking, well, why not use it for Mania? Well, we have other ideas. Don't worry about it. You'll be happy, I hope.
And the commentary team, the rule is the team we pick, we can use again. The arena, we can't. The commentary team, we can use again in future months. However, they had to have called at least one match on our card.
Yes.
And our choice, Scott?
Obviously, the team that called Ric Flair's victory in 1992, the awesome team of Gorilla Monsoon and Bobby the Brain Heenan.
Correct.
Yes.
All right. Why don't we quickly just talk about PlaceToMeNation.com, what's happened the last couple of days. Adam Murray returned, Music from Around the World, Part 4, finished off the A country. So this thing's going to have like 75 parts, I think. He had four parts just on A alone. So if you like interesting music, different music, and you're looking for something new for your playlist, check that out. Good piece by Callum Leslie here. UFC and WWE plan network launches, but have paywalls had their day? So he kind of looks at this whole, everything going on with content behind the paywall, and now these two networks are launching, and is it the right time? Should they be doing it? And all this stuff. So a very in-depth look by Callum. Caliber Winfield back, looking at Predator, the man movie encyclopedia there. Chad and Parv with the new Where the Big Boys Play, episode 55, Halloween Havoc 1990. I'm going to let to a little contentious back and forth over the PWO board today. Mm. So check that out as well. Of course, Andrew Reich has our college basketball November roundup. As always, the basketball savant, Mr. Reich.
Yes.
Jeremy Nichols reviewed Call of Duty Ghosts. And Richard and the Mailman returned with Josh Fisher and Andrew Flanagan in the car on the way to Brooklyn, talking about death, humor, irony, recurrences, which there are many. And, of course, your Raw recap as well. So that's what's gone down the last few days. Check back each and every day. You'll have all your regular content. Total Divas watching Total Divas. We get a new 90s in the pipeline. New We Missed the 90s and me and Jen Angle. We have our TLC stuff will be coming up starting next week. Mm-hmm. Five Count should be in the hopper soon. And we'll have some Christmas content coming soon as well.
Scott. Oh, yes.
So absolutely. All your regular podcasts, all your regular favorite articles, and original features as well. PlaceToMeNation.com. Follow us on Facebook at Facebook.com/PlaceToBeNation. And at Twitter, place number 2B Nation as well. All right, Scott, it is time to get into February.
Yes.
Are you ready to light this candle?
Let's do it. I think this one was good. I think this one will be a little easier, a little more flexible here. Obviously, January, a rumble eats up a boatload of time, so undercard matches are limited. But the rest of the year, I think in terms of quantity, I think we'll be okay. Of course, we go all the way back to 1996. To start February.
All right, so let's eliminate matches to do this. Because, now, you know, before we started with the Rumble and work backwards from there. So let's just say, do we want to use our world title match from this show? We have Bret Hart versus Diesel in a steel cage match.
No.
Okay, me neither. No other titles on the line. Shawn Michaels versus Owen Hart is the best match on the card.
Yes, it is. And it's the only time we're going to get Shawn in a... I hate to say this, and I hope Shawn people don't get mad, but there's not a better February Shawn match than this one.
Okay, then. That answers my question, because I was going to run through the rest of the card. We have Yoko and Bulldog, Triple H and Duke Drossi,
mm-hmm.
and Razor and the Kid in the Crybaby match. Obviously, the best match is clearly Shawn Owen, so I'm taking your word here. Mm-hmm. You've already kind of looked through these. If you don't see a better Shawn, then we'll roll with that one.
Okay.
All right, let's go to 97. Now, I think we have our first true contender for a world title match, and that is the Fatal 4-Way. Bret Hart, Vader, Steve Austin, Undertaker. Now, we drop four big players here. Two guys who are gone by next year anyway. So, really, do we want to eat up Austin and Taker? We have to decide. I know Taker's involved in a big match later.
So is Austin.
Yes.
Austin's involved in a gigantic match. So, I don't like using this match.
Okay, that's fine. We have...
I mean, that's just my opinion. I mean, yeah, but no. I think we have to take a stinker on this one and take. I don't know if it's a stinker per se, but we might need to take Mero and Cassidy here.
And that's not a bad match, not a bad choice. And we're not going to use obviously Rock and Hunter here.
Nope.
And then the six man is garbage. So, if you think, and maybe we'll bring Chad in a little bit to discuss this one. Do we think the final four match pitted up against the other two that would use those guys? Which pair is better? And I'm leaning the way you said.
So
we'll stick with that for now. So let's go with here. We'll go with Mark Merrill and Leaf Cassidy, 9.5 minutes.
Okay.
1998, card gets a little bit bigger now. We get that main event, 8-man. We're obviously not going to use that because we've already used Owen, and we're not going to use Austin. We have Kane and Vader. We have Shamrock, Ahmed, DOA versus Farouk, Rocky, D'Lo, Kama, and Mark Henry. We have Justin Bradshaw versus Jeff Jarrett for the NWA title, which may be an option. We have the Godwins versus the Rougeaus, I mean, versus the Quebecers. Taka and Pantera for the lightweight title. And Headbangers versus Goldust and Mark Mero. Already used Mero, so he's out.
Yep. I like the Bradshaw-Jarrett match.
Yeah, because they're probably not going to use Bradshaw again, and Jarrett's obviously gone after this. So,
and it's a belt. It's an excess belt. Anytime we can use an extraneous belt from the Big Four,
right?
That's a bonus. So,
okay.
There's nothing else we can really use here. So,
all right. So now we got to go to 99, which is
I realized I forgot to cut and paste. That's my fault. Yeah. Let's see. Let's see. We can't use the cage. I don't want to use a cage match. As much as I love that match, we can't use. Well, not can't, but we do have Mick and Rock in the last man standing. Do we want to use that? Probably not.
No, we don't. We don't have a WWE title match yet.
No, not yet. There's one on my mind that I'd like to use, and we can use it because there's.
How about Holly and Snow for the hardcore? That's a fun match.
You know what? I like that match a lot. I think that's the one I like. That's probably the best match on the card that we can get away with. Okay. And it's a good match. Mm-hmm. That's the one where they fight near the water and they're hitting each other with wood pylons, and yeah. That's a fun match. And it uses two guys we're not gonna use again. So
okay.
I like that one.
All right, let's move on then to 2000.
2000.
We have Kurt and Jericho for the IC title. Probably not gonna use that because we want to save Kurt. We have the tag title match, Dudley's and the Outlaws.
Yep.
Mark Henry and Viscera, Edge and Christian versus Matt and Jeff Hardy. Taz, Bossman, which is nothing. X-Pac, Kane, no DQ. Mm-hmm. Too Cool and Rikishi versus the Radicals. Not a bad choice, maybe.
Right.
Big Show and The Rock, and then Triple H, Cactus, in the Cell.
I don't think we can use Big Show, Rock, because I think we need Rock later.
Okay, how about the six-man?
The six-man's solid. I would use either the six-man or the Outlaws and the Dudleys.
That was kind of a nothing match.
Yeah.
Maybe we keep the tag titles open for right now.
That is true. You are right. That's a good one.
Okay, let's go with the six-man. I like that
match.
Let's go
with the six-man. Yeah, we're not going to use Benoit again. I think I might have used him in my preliminary later on in the card. No, I didn't. Oh, okay, no, I didn't. Okay, this works out then. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a good one.
All right, we'll use that one for now. We may come back. Yep. All right, 0-1 is the no-brainer we've been talking about, and that is Stephanie McMahon and Trish. Now, okay.
Exactly. No, it's Big Show and Raven. No.
Yes. Triple H versus Steve Austin, three stages of hell, 40 minutes, no title on the line, so that keeps the titles available for us.
And it's one of the greatest matches ever, period.
I think it's a layup to put on this card. As great as the Final Four match. Chad, let's have you pop in here. You obviously agree to have this over the Final Four, right?
Yeah, I think you have to have this one.
Okay. Yeah. This is a lock. Even though you like that Stephanie Trish match, I know it.
I do like that Stephanie Trish
very much
match.
So. And if you don't think he does, folks, go to placetobenation.com.
That's right, the Chad Campbell previewing. So, all right, we will roll with the three stages of hell. 2002, we have a tag team turmoil match that has way too much going on to include, probably.
Yeah.
RVD Goldust, a little outside chance here.
I like that. I like that match.
Spike and Taz defending the WWE tag team titles versus Booker T and Test. William Regal versus Edge for the IC title.
Mm-hmm.
Rock, Taker, Kurt, Triple H, and Jericho, Austin, all really not available. So it comes down to if we want to burn our tag title match here. We can also burn our IC title match.
I kind of dig the Regal Edge brass knuckles match.
All right, so are we good, though? Do we not need Edge later, and do we not need the IC title later?
Well, we definitely don't need the IC title later because we're getting to the point now where I don't think it's on many cards.
Right, okay.
Edge... Not really. I mean, my preliminary is I don't have Edge anywhere else. So,
well, he's in a lot of title matches.
I know.
He's in the chambers.
Yeah. You want to use do we want to use the tag titles now, though? I like RVD Goldust. I think it's a fun match.
Better than the IC title match?
Well, if you want to use Edge.
All right, let's burn Edge here. And if we need him, we'll come back. We know we have our RVD Goldust as a placeholder, which we're probably not going to use either.
So we'll put the IC title there then. Okay.
Yeah, because we got to use it. We have to use the IC title at some point.
Yeah, we do. So, okay.
All right, 03. We have Chris Jericho and Jeff Hardy. Mm-hmm. We have Lance Storm and William Regal versus RVD and Kane. If we want to use the tag titles there, we can. Mm-hmm. Matt Hardy and Kidman for the Cruiserweight title. Taker, Big Show. Brock and Benoit versus Angle and Team Angle. Triple H, Scott Steiner. Austin Bischoff we can't use, and Rock Hogan was garbage. And you think we need Rock later?
No, this is. I know
you wanted to use it.
I know it's garbage, but I think this is the only other spot we could really put him.
Not necessarily, sir. If you think back to earlier this year.
We could use that too. But we'd use the we lose the WWE title.
Right, we haven't used it yet.
No, we haven't used it. I'm thinking.
Oh, there's a match coming the next
exactly.
year.
Exactly. Yes, yeah.
You're right. All right, let's go Rock Hogan then. I mean, it's
not
a hard
thing. I know it's shit. I know it's shit.
No, you get both guys. You got to have Rock on the card.
Yeah.
And you get the Hollywood. This is right during the Hollywood Rock.
Yeah, when he was awesome.
What do you think, Chad? Is it worth having an 04, which we'll get to right now? We'll say Eddie Brock for the WWE title over using Rock Punk later. You with us, Chad?
I don't think he thought we were coming back quick enough. Is he there?
All right, we'll come back. We'll get him. We'll get him
okay. back. Okay. We'll ask him that later. So, all right, we'll hold that off for now. Well, we'll put it down. We'll use Rock Hogan now, and then if we get to 13, we'll think about it.
Okay.
All right, obviously No Way Out 04. We'll use one of the most heartfelt, emotional title matches maybe in history, and that's, of course, when Eddie Guerrero beat Brock Lesnar. And that's a great match on top of it. I think a lot of it, obviously, the emotion of Eddie winning and his family there and that kind of stuff. I think it's just a moment that we can't ignore. So there we go. We use that match for we use that match for 2004.
Right, 2005.
Well, we got Eddie Ray. Well, we can't use Eddie now. Booker Heidenreich. We have Chavo in the Cruiserweight title. We can use those guys, right? London, Funaki, Spike Dudley, Shannon Moore, Akio.
Yep.
Paul London. We can use that.
Take a salute the Reigns.
The Reigns.
Cena Kurt.
Kurt's a good match but we do have another match coming with Kurt that we know.
Oh, that's right. Yes, we have to use that one.
The Diva competition. We do lose Rochelle Lowen, so.
Yes.
Well,
I think it comes down to the Cruiserweight or Booker Heidenreich. Yeah. Yeah, I think that's a no-brainer there. So I think we use the Cruiserweight title.
Use the Cruiserweight title, probably. Yeah. So too.
Chad, you back with us?
I am.
All right. Who do you like as far as this is kind of a no-brainer question, but you think Eddie Brock over Punk Rock? So Eddie Brock and Hogan Rock over Punk right. Rock and something else.
Yeah, I think Eddie Brock and even the Rock Hogan's not very good at all. It's two marquee names. Right. So I think we go with that. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So then here we are in 05. We are using the Cruiserweight title match. I think we have to use that. So it's Chavo, Paul London, Funaki, Spike Dudley, Shannon Moore, Akio, and Chavo.
Yep. I don't think we've used any of those guys yet, so.
All right, 06 is another one that we have no doubt about, and that is Matt Hardy and Tatanka battling Eminem.
Really? I was going to use the heat match of the Boogeyman and Simon Dean.
Oh, that's right, Simon Dean.
Now, shit, we can't use that nine-way cruiser match either.
That's right, we already used the Cruiserweight title.
Of course we're talking about the unbelievably awesome world title match between Kurt Angle and The Undertaker. One of the few matches that I've ever watched where my love of it's my opinion of it switched in mid-match. Because I remember like the first 5 minutes of this match going, ugh, this is terrible. And then all of a sudden, like at the 7 or 8 minute mark, a switch flipped. And the next 20 minutes was awesome. It's crazy about that match. It really is. And we still got some other belts to use, so that's good. All right, 2007. Let's see.
And I mean, I think this February card is us between Three Stages of Hell and Kurt Taker is and Eddie Brock. I mean, this is this is a loaded card.
Yeah.
All right, 07. I mean, we could have used the opener. We used Benoit.
We could use Kennedy Lashley, ECW title, secondary title. How about the technically? We technically am not cheating with the tag team lineage. If we use London, oh, we can't now because we used London already. We can't use that match anyway. Never mind. I guess we could Kennedy Lashley, really. ECW
what
title.
What if... well, we can go back. We can change the 2000 match. I mean, what would we rather have? Benoit and the Hardys versus Eminem and MVP, which is a pretty good match. And then from 2000, we would be taking...
No, I was looking at changing... The Cruiserweight match in
No, I know, but instead of the London match, I'm saying if we take that opener, we'd have to go back and switch out the Radicals match.
Yes. I like that opener, too. But I was more thinking about being able to use London and Kendrick against Deuce and Domino here.
Yeah.
As another tag.
Yeah,
as,
but we need that other Cruiserweight Open from 05.
Yeah, we do.
What else would we take from 2000? Now, have we used the tag titles yet?
The actual tag titles? No.
Okay, so we can switch that back to Dudley's Outlaws.
Yeah.
And then use the opener here. Chad, what do you think is the better pairing? Would you rather have that Too Cool Rikishi versus the Radicals or this six-man here?
I like the six-man from this year, and that kind of flows off your January card where you have the Hardys versus Eminem.
True.
Mm.
And then that gives us our tag title match that looks like maybe we weren't going to end up using at this point.
Mm. Yeah. Yep, true.
All right, let's do that then. Dudley's Outlaws from 2000, and then the six-man opener here.
Forgot how good the card of that match is. All right, 2008. Can we use Chavo Punk?
We already used Chavo in the open.
Oh, we did use Chavo. Right. Can't use the Chamber.
We can use Flair Kennedy.
Flair Kennedy.
That's our only option, I think.
Really can't use anything else here. Yeah.
Was the Triple H match for the title?
No.
But we've already used...
It was number one contender. Because Cena, Orton... Because that was the year Cena used his Rumble shot against Orton.
So Sean's the only guy we haven't... Oh, and Hardy. We use Hardy.
Yeah. We haven't used Jericho. We haven't used Umanga. Obviously JBL.
Well, we could go back, do the Crybaby match in 96, and do...
The Chamber?
Something else from 07, and then use this Chamber. But maybe let's not burn these guys yet. We may need them. Let's use Flair Kennedy for now.
We'll use Flair Kennedy there. Okay. All right, here's where the Chambers become kind of a bitch because it's chewing up a lot of dudes.
Well, we have Orton Shane here.
Yep.
No rules, which is kind of blah, but we may have to use either that or Swagger Finley.
I kind of dig Swagger Finley.
Yeah, we get the ECW title on the show. I was just thinking Orton Shane because that burned Shane, who's probably never going to show up again anyway.
Yeah, and we probably can't use Orton again anyway.
Will we need the ECW title? Probably not. Which one do you like better, Chad?
I kind of like Orton Shane here. I don't have a problem with that. I think that'd be fun. I thought that match was actually, you could make an argument that was even better than the WrestleMania 25 match
True.
Orton was in.
Well, so what was the beef with that? I always thought people hated the match, but was it just the angle?
Yeah, I think it was just the...
Because everyone thought Shane was making Orton look weak, right?
Right, yeah. Like Shane was kind of punking out Orton and stuff like that. So.
And Shane's crappy punching, as Brad...
Shane shitty punches.
So what's all our candidates for that then? In 2009,
it's either Shane Orton or Swagger Finley for the ECW
Swagger
title.
Swagger Finley, which was a fun match too.
I like that. I remember liking that match. Swagger.
Yeah. Finley. I don't know.
Maybe it's not bad.
Let's use Orton Shane for now until if we need Orton again, we'll come back. I think it's better to have Orton on the card.
Mm. All right.
2010.
We can't use either Chamber.
It looks like we may get our Miz MVP. Oh, no, we already used MVP. Have we used the IC title yet?
We did, right? Yes. Do we use the IC title?
Yes, Regal versus Edge 2002.
Now, wait, if we don't use Orton. Oh, we can't use that. No, have we used the world title yet? Oh, yeah. Brock
yeah,
City,
take, so her in, take her in. Take her in.
Take her in. Take her in ankle.
No, yeah. I meant the Dodie title. I'm sorry.
Oh yeah.
Eddie Brock.
Eddie Brock.
All right. So our choices here are
use your girl. We can have the match with the girl, Maryse.
I think we may have to because our only other option is to change 07 and free up MVP. But I don't think Miz MVP is worth it. I'd rather have that 07 opener in this.
And have some hot chicks.
Tag. Yes.
Michelle.
We don't even have a women's match on this card yet. So.
No, that's true. Okay,
all right, so Michelle and Layla versus Gail Kim and Maryse.
Yep.
All right, 2011. I think our opener is a good possibility, or even the second match. We got a few on this card. We have Daniel Bryan versus Ted DiBiase for the U.S. title.
Mm-hmm.
Alberto Del Rio versus Kofi Kingston is possible. And that's about it.
Yeah.
Actually,
we could use Heath Slater and Justin Gabriel against Santino and Kozlov.
No, we could use the Chamber. Cena, Sheamus, R-Truth, Punk.
No,
oh,
we
Orton.
Used Orton.
Well, would I rather have this Chamber with Swagger Finley? Or
I like this Chamber, actually.
Or would you rather have Orton, Shane, and then like Daniel Bryan, DiBiase? What do you think, Chad?
I like this. I think I like this Chamber, and then just have Swagger Finley, just because the Chamber. I do like this Chamber a lot. I thought it was.
I don't think we have a Chamber yet.
Well, you know what else we can do? We could have two Chambers. Have we used the world? Oh, we did use the world title.
So yeah, and that Chamber. The,
from this
earlier
point on, from this point on, the Chambers have to be number one contenders. So.
Well, for 2012, the world title was on the line with Daniel Bryan. We haven't used any of those guys yet, so we could use that one.
But then we lose Taker Kurt.
Right, and I'd rather have Taker Kurt.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, so let's go with... yes, we'll go with this Chamber then, right? And we're going to switch to Swagger Finley?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. All right. 2012, the only option we have is Beth Phoenix and Tamina.
Or, yes, because we already use Swagger now.
Yep.
And we use Cena. And, oh, I misspoke earlier. I said the Rumble match was an ambulance match. That was this...
This match. No, yeah. Oh, I didn't even hear you say that. No, this was the ambulance match.
Okay. So, anyone furiously typing on the Facebook page, you can slow it up. yeah, I guess Beth Tamina is our only option here.
Beth and Tamina is our only option, yeah. And then this past year in Nolens...
Actually, let me... cut in here because now we have a problem because in 2011 if we use that Chamber, that's John Morrison who we already used in the six man.
Six man's really
but John Morrison.
No, it's the same guy. That was always the same guy.
No, I disagree.
All right, so back to Orton Shane and then Daniel Bryan DiBiase, I guess. Is that better than Del Rio Kingston?
I don't even remember that match.
Yeah, I don't remember either, so maybe to get Daniel Bryan on there.
All right, let's go Bryan DiBiase.
Okay.
Unless we want to change that 07 match, always a possibility.
What would we change 07 to?
You can go to Kane Booker. That's about it.
Fit Finley and Little Bastard against Boogie and Little Boogie. Oh, no, we can't. Do we
use Finley, yeah.
Shit, we can't even use that.
It would be Kane Booker.
How about RVD Shelton in the undercard?
So what's better, Kane Booker in that Chamber? Would that open up both chambers? Because then that frees up... Who's? Oh, no. Because we already said the world title. So
yeah, world title's done. Yep.
I'm getting a headache. All right, so... So what's better then? This Chamber and Booker Kane... Or that six man and Daniel Bryan DiBiase. Probably the Chamber, right? Then we get Cena on the card.
Yeah, and it's a good Chamber.
You get Punk on the card.
Morrison, I remember he was lauded.
So then we can go 2000, we can go back. But then we have to find a tag title match if we go back. Right?
Yeah.
Which I don't see happening. Well, yeah. Unless was the tag title match on... Is it one on 12? No.
No.
How about 13?
No. I don't think Team Hell. And it's and if we use Kane, I think we can't because of Kane. No, there is no tag title match.
If we don't use that Chamber, we can use Cena, Sheamus, and Ryback versus the Shield.
I was thinking of that match too.
Mm-hmm. That was a good match.
Mm.
So would you rather do that? That six-man opener at 07 and Bryan
DiBiase.
Is that better than... So what would we rather have, basically? The Shield match or the Chamber? That's what it comes down to.
Ugh.
Well, the Shield and that other six-man versus the Chamber.
I think the Shield and the other six-man.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go with that. So we're going to have no Chamber match on the card.
Yeah, that sucks.
And no Punk.
That sucks, too.
Right, because who was Punk? Yeah, he has the WWE title on the line in 2012.
And 13. Yeah, that's it. That's a Chamber. Yeah. There's also tons of Funk and Team Road Scholars on the online.
I feel bad not having a Chamber on the show.
I do too. You lose Punk, you lose Punk. That's not the end of the world. We've lost.
We'll have Punk if we take the Chamber.
Oh, we do have Punk if we take the Chamber. But if we take the Chamber, which Chamber are we talking about? 12?
the Cena, no, the non-title one, Cena Punk.
Oh, right, 11. From 11. Now, if we take that.
If we take that, we lose Orton Shane, and we lose that six-man opener and the Shield match.
Shit.
If we lose this, we get Orton Shane, we get the Shield six-man, and we get that six-man opener. The only thing we lose is Punk and...
No Chamber.
No Chamber.
Chad, what are the pluses and minuses of that? Do you think we need to have a Chamber?
I mean, a Chamber was integral, but when constructing a card like that, I mean, the Chamber's going to take up a lot of bodies.
True.
So where you may be gaining a focal point of a lot of these February pay-per-views the past 3 or 4 years, you are going to be, I think, losing a couple other higher quality matches.
So you say non-Chamber way.
I think I would say non-Chamber, yeah.
And then we lose Punk, too.
Yeah. Which I do think, I mean, Punk, that sucks, but yeah, I mean, we you just lose guys.
As great as Punk is, if we're looking at overall quality, I mean...
No, that's fine, yeah.
I mean, the two title matches and Austin Triple H is pretty badass. I mean, that's a pretty loaded main
event. Oh, yeah, I mean, we're just trying to fill the card, obviously. We're not, I mean, yes, we're already all set.
Because what else, I mean, in 2007, then what will we have to use?
2007, we'd have to use...
We can go back to using that opener.
We'd go back.
Oh, if we don't, we'd have to use Kane. We'd have to use Kane Booker.
Kane Booker.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
No, I mean the Chamber costs us a lot.
Yeah, and here's one thing: Scott's card that his preliminary does have a Chamber, so this will be a good chance.
Okay, let's do that.
Do it different now, for the nation to speak.
And there is a chance now we could, although this is, well, if we're going back to using Orton Shane, right? So now we're opening up the ECW title. We could do Chavo Punk at 08 instead of Flair Kennedy. And then we just have to, do we use Chavo elsewhere?
Yeah, the 2005 Cruiserweight.
Yeah, that Cruiserweight open.
We could use Booker Heidenreich. I'm saying if we want to get Punk on the card. So we better have the Cruiserweight open and... Flair Kennedy, or would you rather have Punk Chavo with Booker Heidenreich?
I mean,
I kind of like what we have at the moment. I kind of like the.
You want the Cruiserweight open?
Yeah.
And leave Punk off.
Yeah, give Punk the month off. Get him pumped up for get him ready for Mania. Okay. He can come out and cut a promo.
What do you think, Chad? You fine with that?
Yeah, I'm fine with that. So let's just make sure our titles are good. And did we use a woman's title? Was the Beth Phoenix Tamina? Was that for the women's
title? Yeah, that was the title. Yeah.
Okay.
I think so. Let me just confirm. 2012.
All right, so back to Shane Orton. Back to that six-man.
It was the Divas title. Okay. So we would still
but
have.
But y'all don't have to use the women's title.
No.
We hit all the titles we need, yep. And we used a lot of titles on this card. So, all right, I'll read this card down. Then Scott, you can read your pre-made one.
Okay, go right ahead.
All right, here's your February all-time card. We have Shawn Michaels versus Owen Hart, Mark Merrow versus Leaf Cassidy, Bradshaw versus Jeff Jarrett for the NWA title. Bob Holly versus Al Snow for the Hardcore title. The Dudley Boys versus the New Age Outlaws for the Tag Team titles. Steve Austin versus Triple H, Three Stages of Hell. William Regal versus Edge in a Brass Knucks on a Pole match for the IC title. Rock versus Hulk Hogan. Eddie Guerrero versus Brock Lesnar for the WWE title. Chavo Guerrero versus Spike Dudley, Paul London, Funaki, Shannon Moore, and Akio for the Cruiserweight title. Undertaker versus Kurt Angle for the World Heavyweight title. Eminem and MVP versus the Hardys and Chris Benoit. Ric Flair versus Mr. Kennedy. Shane McMahon versus Randy Orton in a street fight. Lay Cool versus Gail Kim and Maurice. Daniel Bryan versus Ted DiBiase for the U.S. title. Beth Phoenix versus Tamina Snuka for the Divas title. And The Shield versus John Cena, Ryback, and Sheamus.
Okay. Now, the preliminary card I put together earlier today as a guide... for February, it goes like this. Actually, the early part of it's very similar. It's later on that it gets a little different. Shawn Michaels versus Owen Hart. Mark Merrow versus Leif Cassidy. Justin Bradshaw versus Jeff Jarrett for the NWA North American title. Bob Holly versus Al Snow for the Hardcore title. New Age Outlaws versus the Dudley Boys for the tag team titles. Triple H versus Steve Austin, Three Stages of Hell. RVD versus Goldust. Hulk Hogan versus The Rock. Eddie Guerrero versus Brock Lesnar for the WWE title. Booker T versus Heidenreich. Kurt Angle versus The Undertaker for the World Heavyweight title. London and Kendrick versus Deuce and Domino for the WWE Blue tag team titles. Ric Flair versus Mr. Kennedy. Jack Swagger versus Finlay for the ECW title. Miz versus MVP for the U.S. title. John Cena versus CM Punk versus John Morrison versus Sheamus versus Randy Orton versus R-Truth in a number one contenders chamber. That was 2011. Beth Phoenix versus Tamina for the Divas title. And Dolph Ziggler versus Kofi Kingston.
All right. So now we have to pick our arena, Scott, and our announced team.
Mm-hmm.
So announced teams, a little bit more limited now. We have can do Vince and Jerry Lawler.
Mm-hmm.
We can do JR and Jerry Lawler.
Mm-hmm.
And then any of the mismatched bitch fests we have. The
yes. No, we can use King and Lawler. Why don't we just use King and Lawler for
or,
this one?
Yes, we can't use King and JR and King. Oh, we can't use JR and Heyman, right? Because they weren't together yet.
They weren't together yet. Nope. And because we're each, at least one, each of our home bases, JR, we'll probably use. Because I know where we can put your arena. So for the February pay-per-view, we will do, because there was a February pay-per-view there.
How about Chattanooga?
No. I am talking. Is there an arena in Cobb County there, Chad?
Only the hallowed grounds of the Cobb County Civic Center.
Which I just watched a match at earlier on.
Now, Scott, I know what you're going to say. Go ahead. But then I have one other one I want to run up against. Okay. But go ahead.
The pick, the one I was going to pick is, of course, the my beloved, not really my beloved, but it's better than my original arena, never had it. The Hartford Civic Center, which, of course, was the home for No Way Out 2000. Which
right, let me throw this one at you. Because okay. I think it has a hot crowd, and it had two very memorable shows. And that is Las Vegas.
Yeah.
We got
No Way Out 01.
And 01.
And 01. That is a good show, and it can't really stick. Although, the only reason I can barter off, because we could use Vegas in June.
Yeah, I'd have to look at the other Junes. I mean, I'm sure there's another one we could use.
And I guess I could use Hartford in July.
Yeah. I say we go Vegas here, because I don't. These two shows are really good.
Yeah, they are really good.
And the crowd was hot for 01.
Yeah, and we can use Hartford. There's another month where we can use Hartford. So
Okay.
So our February pay-per-view will be at the Thomas and Mack Center in Las Vegas.
With the King and JR.
With the King and JR.
All right, Scott, that's going to do it for us. Hope you guys all enjoy this concept. We'll be back again with this idea. I think maybe next month we have it on the books to do. We're going to do March and April, which could be ambitious. We may have to think about just doing March, maybe, because we're
going to
Mania. Mania can't be any worse than the Rumble, right?
We may have to have special rules for Mania. We may have to be allowed to double up title matches, because that could get a little ugly. And because we also want to go by the rules if they happen in real life. And there was a WrestleMania where there were two WWE title matches.
True. All right. Well, we've got time. We'll talk that out.
Okay.
We'll figure it as we move along. So next week, we will be back on Monday with King of the Ring 2001.
Yes.
Wednesday with headlines previewing TLC.
Mm-hmm.
And then the week after, you know who's back? Mr. Kevin Kelly back in the house.
K squared.
And then a little something else planned, right? What do we got that week? Oh, Brian Shields making his return as well.
Yes.
Him and Steve Willey, we have a little something planned with them. Mm-hmm. So that is the next couple of weeks. Remember to visit PlaceToBeNation.com. Now, when you listen to the show, you can go over to the website, click the show itself, the heading. You go in, you're going to have all the polls. You're going to grade the January and February show. And then you're going to vote versus the one we did on air versus the one Scott read down as preliminary. So you can go on there and you can go ahead and get those votes in. We'll tally them up. We'll read them in the next couple of weeks here once they pile up. So we want to thank Chad Campbell for being our man behind the board and for coming in and helping us talk through some of this. Hope you guys enjoy the concept. Until then, have a great weekend.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be back next week. Until then, everyone take care.
Not enough midgets.
Never enough midgets. Unless you're talking about Brad's house. Plenty of midgets. I think
exactly.
Midget fiesta.
How about Matt Rotella as an announcer?
Yeah, I got nothing. This won't work. Imagine the closed caption person doing that.
Oh, God.
Randy Orton in seven D's. It's a baby, and hurry down the chimney tonight.
see it to cutie. There's one thing I really do need, the deed to a platinum mind, said to cutie, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, and fill my stocking with the duplex and checks. Sign your X on the line, Santa baby, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Come and trim my Christmas tree with some decorations bought at Tiffany's. I really do believe in you. Let's see if you believe in me. Ba-doo, ba-doo, Santa baby, forgot to mention one little thing, a ring. I don't mean a phone, Santa baby, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry down the chimney.